Brian Helsworth here, Missouri Net, in Jefferson City. It is March the 30th. I'm joined right now by Missouri Congressman Sam Graves. Congressman Graves represents 36 counties across northern Missouri, literally from far northwest Missouri all the way down to the northern tier and across the entire state, essentially St. Joseph to Hannibal. Huge, huge district. It's actually bigger than nine states, and he's kind enough to join me for a few minutes to talk about what's happening with coronavirus. Congressman, thank you so much for your time. First of all, your reaction to the vote Friday on Capitol Hill to pass the coronavirus stimulus bill.
I was happy that it passed, and it was a much different bill than originally was being looked at, because there were just so many just pet projects and things that were that people were trying to stick in there that had absolutely nothing to do with this pandemic, nothing to do with it. And ultimately, we were able to hold all of those back and keep them out of it. And so it was very pleased that it ended up that way.
When you say there was unrelated stuff, Congressman, that was being put in there, what do you mean by that? Are you talking about the Amtrak provisions, or what are you referring to?
Well, you take things like, for instance, there was a provision that they tried to put in there to force all of the airlines to have to be carbon neutral in the next 4.5 years, by 2025. There was a provision in there to allow checks to be sent directly to illegal immigrants. There was a proposal to give $30,000 to every single person that had a student loan. These had absolutely nothing to do with the pandemic. And, these are just folks that they saw a piece of legislation moving very, very quickly. And they thought, because there would be a lot of people that felt like they needed to support regardless, they felt like they could get some of these things in there and nobody would pay any attention to it. But we were ultimately able to prevent all of that from going in there.
And Congressman Sam Graves joins me. He is a Republican from Tarkio and represents northern Missouri. Congressman, you write in your newsletter that just came out that it temporarily boosts unemployment benefits. We're talking about the stimulus, quote, for the millions of American workers who have lost their jobs, and provides many individuals up to $1,200 to help families make ends meet during this difficult time, end of quote. Lots of people, I've talked to them here in mid-Missouri, Columbia, through no fault of their own, Jeff City as well, that have lost their jobs, restaurant employees, they were working and they just have had to be laid off. People are hurting right now, aren't they?
They are hurting, and that's probably one of the toughest aspects of this. So what's interesting about it, one of the buckets that was in the bill was the help for small businesses, and these are through the SBA, and they are going to be approved much quicker than what the SBA has done with in the past. But these are loans that small businesses can take if they will put their employees back on the payroll or keep them on the payroll if they haven't already done so. And as long as they continue to keep them on the payroll through July 2nd, then that becomes forgiven. So basically, this is a loan that they can take, which is forgiven as long as they continue to pay those employees. So this is going to help out a lot of those small businesses that did lay off individuals. If they'll bring them back on, it isn't going to affect them. So this is one of the aspects to try to get people, at least their living expenses, what it takes for them to keep the lights on and food in with their family, which is very important.
Yeah, is that the Paycheck Protection Program? The SBA's?
So it's a small business assistance. This is a brand new thing that we came out with.
Gotcha. Very good. I appreciate the information. One final question, just from your perspective. I'd known you, Congressman, probably I've known you 30 years now. We go back to when I worked in Northwest Missouri, and we've covered floods. I've been in flooded fields with you. I've been through other events. We've never seen anything quite like this. Just your general reaction to what's happening, and also, what are you hearing from the hospitals in northern Missouri? Do they have the equipment, PPE equipment, that they need?
So some of them are struggling with the PPE equipment, but that's one of the things too that we have we got in this bill, and one of the things that the president is pushing very hard to get that equipment out as quickly as possible. He's also waived, you take like respirators, he's been able to waive many of the requirements that it takes to be able to produce equipment like this, so we can get it produced much, much quicker and out to the hospitals. Rural hospitals, I still have some work to do in terms of those of us who represent rural areas. We want to make sure that rural hospitals have every bit as much equipment as they need to combat this. So far, they have not been overrun, but that could quickly change. And so we want to make sure that we are prepared for that. But overall, people are, I mean, this is a scary thing. I mean, it's an absolutely scary thing. And we're learning more about the virus all the time. The majority of the cases that are contracted by individuals come from somebody that has either touched a surface that had the virus on it or shook hands with somebody and didn't wash their hands. And it enters when you touch your face, whether that's through your eyes or your nose or your mouth, that's how it enters. So I encourage people, you know, wash your hands, limit your exposure as much as possible. Keep that 6-foot distance as much as possible. But this has got a lot of folks scared, and rightly so. And it attacks, too. It seems to single out a lot of our senior citizens, which makes it even that much tougher. So, you know, I know I worry about my family, and everybody else out there is worried about their parents or grandparents. And we need to do everything we can to help protect them as well.
You know, the final point I'll make and give you the final word, Congressman, is when you talk about the elderly, your district, especially in those farming communities, heavily, a big population of elderly people. And that's been that way for that district for as long as I can remember, because a lot of them are retired and older.
It is a very heavy senior population, and so we want to do everything we can to protect those folks. And I know a lot of groups out there, church groups and different individuals, are doing everything they can to allow those senior citizens to limit their exposure. They will go shopping for them. They will go get groceries for them, leave them on the front porch, do whatever they need to do, which is a great thing. And that's what rural Missouri is about, and all of our rural areas. We take care of people, and we take care of our neighbors and our family. So that's very heartwarming in and of itself, and something that I applaud and push. So let's just do everything we can just to limit that exposure until we come up with a vaccine, or we see the peak and this thing starts going downhill. So, hopefully that's sooner rather than later.
Anything you'd like to add, Congressman?
Well, this is a scary time, and so if anybody needs anything or they want information on this too, whether that's the individual assistance, the small business assistance, if they need anything like that in the hospitals, I think I've got a conference call set up with all my hospital CEOs, so we're going to kind of go over this in the next few days. But if they need anything, please call my office. We are working. Most of my staff are working out of their houses, but we have the phones routed to our individual homes. And so somebody will pick up the phone, and we will get the help to them as quickly as they need it.